Not everyone is convinced of Malcolm Turnbull's rhetoric about the Building Construction Commission creating jobs. A conference was held in Melbourne today called Solving Our Employment Crisis by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. They're worried that there aren't jobs to place people in and that people who don't get jobs get punished. They've launched their new guide to unemployed workers' rights, designed to help job seekers navigate the employment services industry. Marilyn Hetterly spoke to the organiser of the event, the Unemployment Union's President Owen Bennett, who says the Job Service Network has become punitive and dysfunctional.
When you actually look at what the reality of unemployment is and the reality of the labour market, the whole thing just crumbles. I'm not sure what they're trying to achieve by re-engaging job seekers, as they say, when there are literally no jobs to be had. And so the reality is that there just is no work out there, but they've created this punitive network of job agencies that are basically doing what they want to make them money to just keep unemployed people in line.
Owen Bennett says we need to create a common front for full employment in this country, or take responsibility to create a welfare system that actually looks after people, not punishes them.
The government wants to push as many unemployed people and vulnerable people in general, because they're doing the same thing with disability support pensioners and even aged pensioners. They're pushing them all into the labour market, as many as possible, because in the long run, the more people that are competing for these jobs, the lower wages and conditions will be. And that is a great boon for business. And that's the name of the game, really. The more desperate you make unemployed people for work, the more likely they are to accept any job at any conditions. And that is good for business, because that means there's downward pressure on real wages.
Owen Bennett from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union also talks about the flawed funding structure of the outcome-driven job agency system. He says there just aren't enough jobs for these agencies to push people into. At the moment, there are 11 job seekers competing for every job vacancy.
That doesn't even include the hidden unemployed, which we know is about a million in and of itself. And then you've got there's about 3 million people altogether, including the unemployed, the underemployed and the hidden unemployed. 3 million people in Australia, all competing for jobs. And the Department of Employment have listed there's only 155,000 jobs available, around about that. It changes every now and then, but it stays on about that level. So they're trying to squeeze 3 million Australians into 155,000 jobs. And if they can't do it, then they're pushed into forced labour that works for the dole, and they're pushed into payments that are $308 below the poverty line per fortnight, and they're pushed into a series of appointments and punitive activities with their job agencies, who are getting paid money from the government to push them into those forced labour activities. It's just it's a national emergency, what's going on at the moment in Australia, and it needs to be addressed. And what we're trying to do is really just the first little cab off the rank of just trying to let unemployed workers know they have rights. They can refuse when job agencies try and bully them into penalties and use sanctions and penalties to bully them into activities just so those job agencies can make money. And the job agency industry is $6.8 billion over a four-year period. That money has been basically handed to these job agencies instead of being put into what it needs to be, which is creating work for those unemployed people to get into in the first place.
Owen Bennett, President of the Unemployed Workers Union.